This is Free America broadcasting on the Rod Echols Show with a message to all patriots trapped behind the lines in California, New York, Boston, and Chicago. Don't give up, true lovers of America. Even as we speak, moves are being made to drive the invaders back to the land from which they came. Defeat the would-be dictators and lift the chains of tyranny from around your neck. Stay strong. Stay brave. You're not forgotten, and you're not alone. Until next time, patriots, this is Free America signing out.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Lovers and ecclesiastites all around the globe, it is I, your lovable host, Elrod, coming to you live from the Bunker Rod Studio, located somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire, where the state motto is live free or die. It is not big government or bust. Here it is Monday morning, the beginning of a new glorious week, Monday, September number 24 in the year of our Lord 2018, as we get ready to start sliding on into October. I think summer for this year has possibly gone. Well, because past two nights has gotten down into the low 40s overnight. Yeah, it got so cold last night that my heat actually kicked on. So I wasn't expecting that. But yeah, well, welcome fall, autumn. Of course, this happens, we're really almost on the day of the changeover from summer to autumn. It's funny how that works. Any case, it's summer right up until the end. I don't mind that at all. Summer until the end, that's fine. Speaking of summer and fall and winter, there was it's something I saw on Instagram last night, actually. By the way, Lightning Rod Photo is my Instagram account. It is, I don't know why, all of a sudden it started to grow. I wasn't doing anything with it. I was just posting, a few pictures here and there and, taking some stuff that I've already had in my extensive photography file. And I started to post a few more pictures, and all of a sudden, on an almost an hourly basis, I'm getting new followers now. So that's good. I mean, I just want to share my hobby with folks, and that's what the whole point is. That it's I don't even know how you begin to even make money off of Instagram, but okay. I mean, I know you can you could buy sponsored posts and like on anything else. And is it me or on Instagram, is there a growing number of them? It seems like every three pictures now of the followers that I'm following, after like every three pictures or so, and after every four or five stories, I'm seeing an ad. Okay. It's worse than Facebook as far as ads are concerned. But in any case, by the way, we're going to get into some of this ad stuff. Yeah, the John Woods thing is, the actor. That's just ridiculous over there on Twitter. But on Instagram, there was a gentleman who took some pictures. I guess he's a nature photographer. I don't know. I looked in my and I'm not even following him. So I don't know how he ended up in my stream. Because I'm thinking, why would I follow this jackass? I mean, first of all, his pictures aren't that... Because I follow people who do a lot of nature, outdoor photography. I don't follow any celebrities. I take that back. I follow The Rock on Instagram. But that's it. I don't follow anybody who takes... You know, if somebody follows me and they want me to follow them back, you know, I'll look at their page first, their profile. If it's nothing but them trying to be an influencer and it's just all about them or other people, I don't want pictures of people. Now, if people are in a nature shot, that's fine. But I'm interested in basically landscape photography, both wilderness landscape and urban landscape photography. I want to see, you know, mountains and trees or buildings, you know, unique buildings, that type of thing. I don't want to see a bunch of people acting goofy or what have you. I'm just not interested in that. If I want to see that, I don't need to be on Instagram to see that. I can see that everywhere. So I'm just interested in, because that's my, part of my hobby. I like to take pictures of nature, you know, natural scenes and urban scenes. And so there's this guy who comes, he somehow I get one of his stories. I don't know why. I don't know if you can share this kind of stuff on Instagram. I don't fully know. I just look at the pictures. I don't care how it works. Now, if I wanted to get into it and care how it, I mean, I know how the advertising part of it works. You know, just like Facebook, because it's part of Facebook. I for marketing purposes, I know how the paid sponsorships work. Got it. But this is not part of paid sponsorship. So I don't even know how you share other people's stuff on. I mean, I just like it or I just move on. There's no dislike. I rarely comment. It's either like, you know, or doesn't move me. Great. So this guy has got these Instagram stories of photos. And there was a series of like four or five of them in his one story. I'm like, these pictures suck. Why that? So I click on his profile to see. I'm not following him. I have no idea how he's in my stream. But in any case, the reason I bring it up is because he's taking pictures of retreating glaciers. Now, look, glaciers, they grow, they retreat, you know, they grow, they shrink, that type of thing. It's just been, that's the way it's been for eons. Now, forget the fact that we once had an ice age. Everybody knows that we've had an ice age, right? We had an ice age. The glaciers were big, huge. The last one, you know, it you know, woolly mammoth type of stuff, you know, and we all got that. I mean, even the dumbest of us know about that there was once an ice age not too long ago. You know, as far as geological terms are concerned, it wasn't all that long ago. So what happened to all the ice? Well, it melted, and the glaciers did what? Shrunk. Well, this jackass gets on there showing pictures of retreating or shrinking glaciers, saying due to man-made climate change, these glaciers are shrinking for the first time ever. And I'm looking, is this an ad? No, it's not an ad. Why? Evidently, I don't know how, but evidently somebody shared it on their whatever, on their profile, and which is why I got it. And I'm looking at this thing. What? So he's got a series of four or five photos of four or five different glaciers. And he's talking about the measurements that they're down since they were first being measured, I guess. And for the first time ever, because of man-made climate change, glaciers are shrinking. I think for the first time ever? As in ever, ever? As in before the ice age? Last ice? What does forever, since ever, mean? I honestly, folks, this is the kind of stuff that really makes me get on my knees, look up to heaven, and say, God, please stop the earth. I want to get off. I'm not joking. And there are going to be a bunch of people that see this, and they're going to say, yeah, you know, it's because of, you know, OPEC and fracking and all that kind of stuff. The glaciers are shrinking for the first time ever, man. Glaciers shrink and expand on an annual basis. It's part of the natural order of things simply because of the rotation of the Earth and the orbit of the Earth around the sun. By the way, there is a, I didn't know this either, but there evidently is a end of the world group of people. You know, the flat earthers are still out there. It's unbelievable how these people think. I just can't with these people. You know, by the way, flat earthers do not believe in aliens. Why? Because the stars out there aren't other suns, which means there aren't other planets. They're just dots of light. And they're not even saying God put the dots. Some being out there, just one day, half of these flat earthers don't believe in God. But there's some being out there that has, I get, I don't know. What was the Horton Hears a Who type of thing? Horton Hears a Who, the dust speck, boil that dust speck type of thing. Well, also in Men in Black, remember the marbles? The giant kid was playing with the marbles, and the marbles were all the different universes around the globe, or around the whatever, out there in the vastness of space. But these flat earthers, they don't believe in God, but somehow something created the Earth. And then put everything around the earth. So according to them, the flat earthers, and it's hard to get real information out of these people. Because, you know, they claim that they have this information. And you ask, because you want to learn how they come up with what they come up with. And they don't want to share. I'm trying to figure this out. But you want me to believe that the earth is flat. But you don't want to tell me why you think that is. In that simply because I believe that the earth is round, I'm some sort of Neanderthal that needs to go back to school. Well, please enlighten me on why you believe the earth is flat. I cannot tell you how many times you have these people out there that have this so-called theory about something, and you take them to task, or you just ask them to please explain yourself, Lucy, and they unload on you. Like, honestly, how do you convince people that you're right if you won't tell them why you believe what you believe? It makes absolutely no freaking sense to me. It literally drives me, and maybe that's their whole point, just to drive you insane, because it drives me insane. Okay, I'm trying to understand where you're coming from, but you refuse to tell me. So, I don't normally... originally just first, you know, just dump on these people. I really want to know why they, because I find it fascinating that in this day and age that there are actually people out there that seem to think that the earth is flat, that the sun goes around the earth, that the moon flows around the earth, and all the planets and stars rotate around the earth, that the earth is somehow stuck somewhere in the middle of I don't know what out there in the universe, and everything revolves around the earth because the earth is the center of the universe. I'm trying to get this from people. They won't tell me what kind of scientific evidence they have other than the ridiculousness. Well, you know, if you stand on a ball, you fall off. Or are you forgetting about the theory of gravity? I mean, how about stuff that falls in the earth called meteorites every once in a while? You know, we get these asteroids and meteors and everything. What about those? Oh, most of those are made up stories. So the giant craters that happened before man invented, you know, nuclear weapons are just made up stories? I'm sorry, they're just like these people who claim that the glaciers, the ice glaciers around the globe are retreating for the first time ever. And other people see this and believe them. Now, I don't, who knows what ever means in their book. I mean, it could be in their lifetime, which is also wrong. So I don't know what for the first time ever means. I mean, it this stuff is absolutely ludicrous. And it's free. You know what? The internet is a double-edged sword. It really is. Because on one hand, you know, it helps to increase the sharing of man's knowledge, of which I wholeheartedly support. But it also gives these types of people a platform to spread their misinformation and their myths. It's not even a myth. The flat earth theory has been debunked, I don't know, you know, nine times a different, I don't know. You know. How many days in the year are there? Then add the number of months, then add the number of hours and minutes in a day, and that's how many times the flat earth has been debunked. I mean, it's ridiculous. And now we've got to debunk something else. We've got to debunk people saying, and forget, you know, if somebody comes forth online and they put, it's kind of like this whole Kavanaugh thing. Now that somebody has said, and they've taken pictures of it, that this is the first time ever, due to man-made climate change, that the glaciers are shrinking. Now it's our fault that the glaciers are shrinking. No matter what. So the glaciers shrunk and expanded and shrunk before the Industrial Revolution. That doesn't matter. Well, of course not, because they didn't shrink. They never shrunk before. So where'd they all go from the last ice age? I'm still waiting for that explanation. I'm very interested to hear how some of these climate change theorists, I use that term loosely, how they explain the last ice age going away. I haven't heard any of them explain that yet. I'm still waiting. And I'm sure I'm not going to get an explanation now, not after I've got this nature photographer, whoever the hell he is, now that he's traveling around the world taking pictures of glaciers and now posting them on Instagram saying, you know, the result of man-made climate change, glaciers are shrinking for the first time ever. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know did he get this information from East Anglia University over there in England? You know that same institute of higher learning that had their emails leaked, you know, proving that they were purposefully entering fake data into all the weather and climate change models so they get the results that they wanted. A lot of people have forgotten about that. Oh, the data is incontrovertible, Rod. How could you possibly believe otherwise? Because we have at least three major world universities that have had their... Let me see if I can put it in your terms. Because we've had at least three major universities whose emails were hacked that show that they were faking the data. And the data that they were faking meant that they were trying to get to a point where they wanted you to believe what they didn't even believe. So they faked it. So then they could report it that it was real and that we were all to blame. Now, I hope I put that in proper millennial speak for everybody to be able to understand it. In other words, they were trying to pull a fast one on us. And by they, I mean the left and the so-called climate change promoters. They were trying to pull a fast one on us. And they got caught. But instead of the media saying, well, we need to investigate this further. We need to make sure that this information gets disseminated all around the globe. No, the media tried to cover it up. Well, it doesn't matter. It's no big deal because we can all look out the door and see that climate's changing. Oh, you mean like glaciers shrinking for the first time ever? The problem with looking out your door is everybody goes from a point of beginning. in that point of beginning is for 99.9% of the population, that point of beginning is sometime around their birth. So in other words, it's their own personal experience. It's all anecdotal. Now, I can sit here and talk about, well, you know what? I remember, you know, when the snows were 10 feet tall, you know, snow drifts and snow piles. Well, they seem to be 10 feet tall because I was only 3 feet tall. You can't go by anecdotal experience. Your whole view on life literally comes from a different angle. I mean, things look a hell. If you get down, well, this is why photographers kneel a lot of days, because there is a different vantage point from a lower angle. Things look bigger from a lower angle. So when you're a 5-year-old, the world looks gigantic because you're only 2 or 3 feet tall. And then as you grow up and you become average height, you know, you're 5 feet 9 inches or 6 feet tall. It's a different point of view. You can now look over fences that you couldn't look over before when you were a little kid. Well, isn't that going to change your point of view? So when you're 3 feet tall, you're looking up, a snowbank looks like it's a mountain. Of course, when you're 6 feet tall, that same size snowbank doesn't look very big. Well, when I was little, I couldn't see out over, you know, the snowbanks were so high, you know, look out our living room window and I couldn't see the street. Because you were 3 feet tall! That's why you couldn't see out. But this is what we're supposed to believe, is because everybody's taking their point of view. Yeah, we don't get as much snow as we used to because I can see over the snowbanks now because you're 3 feet taller than you used to be. All this stuff is just, it's utilizing the wrong kind of data. You know, the earth didn't begin, and everything, civilization didn't begin at millennial birth. It didn't. I hate to inform people out there, but, you know, there was a planet long before 1980. But this is when most of these people's world history begins. So, but even if you were to take that into, if the Earth started in 1980, to say that this is the first time ever that glaciers have ever shrunk is a lie. Because they've been growing and shrinking since 1980. I'm just not sure where these people are coming from. I can't figure, and of course, they're not helping me trying to figure them out, because if you question them, like, well, where'd you get that? Or why do you believe that? Or where's your data to back that up? Instead of giving you the data or explaining to you why they believe what they believe, they just automatically just lump you into this, oh, you're a denier. Well, convince me not to be one. Change my mind. None of you have been able to do that because none of you are willing to put that kind of information forth. And you know why? Because it doesn't exist. They simply believe it because they want to believe it. I mean, they talk about how Christians and Jews are just so weak because they believe in an imaginary spirit up in the sky somewhere. Let me tell you, these people have a lot more faith than any Jewish or Christian person I've ever met. And I'm talking even Dr. Billy Graham here. Because we can look around and we can at least try to document evidence of a God. Right? You know, we can look around the planet. We can look at, you know, the science. We can look at science, all the different scientific, you know, studies and experiments and all that kind of stuff and advances, and we can point to some sort of intelligent creator. Here's the evidence of it. When we ask for similar evidence from these kinds of people over here, they have none. So for them to say that we have all the faith, the blind faith, that's ridiculous. They've got more blind faith than we do. I mean, it's obvious. They have... They even have scientific evidence to disprove their theories, yet they still believe what they believe. And yet science has yet to prove that there is no intelligent creator or God. As a matter of fact, you have some people who don't believe in God who still believe in an intelligent creator. They're called aliens. Yeah, all you got to do is look at it. No, I didn't watch Ancient Aliens yesterday, but that's all you got to do is look at Ancient Aliens and see a bunch of atheists running around saying, no, there's no God. There's just ancient aliens, and they did all the creating on the planet. So, well, that means there is an intelligent creator. It just didn't spontaneously one day, you know, just poof, there was life. So even they try to point to some sort of evidence to prove their theory that it's ancient aliens are the reason why human beings and half the animals here on the planet. But you have these global warming climate change people, these anti-God people, who have no evidence whatsoever. And when you ask them to try to convince you, they can't because they have nothing. I mean, look, I don't believe ancient alien theory, but at least they have some sort of theoretical, quote-unquote, scientific evidence to back up their theories. The people over here with this climate change, they have nothing. And what they do have, they claim they have, is already been proved to have been made up. We've got the evidence in their emails of them conspiring with one another to make up fake crap. So that doesn't even exist for them. I mean, at least ancient aliens can go to look at some, you know, paintings on cave walls and say, well, look, that picture looks like that was painted by an ancient artist there. It looks like somebody, a human being or an alien in an astronaut costume. Okay, I can see that. I don't know if that's what it is, but I can see it. I can see where you believe that. At least they've got that. I mean, I can't believe I'm sitting here in the Bunker Eye studio this morning defending ancient alien theorists over climate change people. But the ancient alien theorists have more evidence for their theory than global warming people. How sad is that? I mean, honestly, just this stuff blows my mind. And this is the kind of stuff. Now, folks, follow me on this. I'm not harping on this for no reason whatsoever. There is logic here. Now, pay attention to this, people. What you have over here on the left is a bunch of people that believe in global warming or man-made climate change with absolutely zero evidence. In fact, the evidence is made up. We know this to be true. We know without a doubt that at least some of the data that they have has been made up. We know without a doubt that some of the data that they have has been changed. You know, how they monitor stuff. We know that they've changed it. They admit to changing the way they monitor certain stuff. So we know that stuff, that their evidence doesn't even exist. It's all fake. Now, with that said, I have to point this out. We've got, you know, all kinds of evidence to prove that they have been making this shit up for decades now. So I'm not going to get into all the people know it. Just Google it. You can find it. Well, don't Google it. DuckDuckGo it. You can find all the fake stuff. You know, the East Anglia stuff. You can find the Harvard stuff. The Pitt stuff. You know, Pennsylvania University, whatever at Pitt. You can find all that stuff online. You can find how they've changed the way they monitor temperatures. You can find where they're putting these temperature, you know, in parking lots and parking garages to get higher temperature readings. You can find all that stuff. It's out there. But yet, they believe it wholeheartedly, which is why, folks, they also believe the non-evidence that comes about when we're starting to talk about Kavanaugh. Oh, yeah, there's some new stuff about Kavanaugh, in case you haven't heard. We'll get into that when we get back.
You're listening to The Rod Eccles Show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide, plus what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candy, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. It's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Back. The Hot Rod line is 603-499-7325. Again, that's 603-499-7325. You're going to want to write that number down. And, well, it's a good number to have. Because that's the number that is the hot rod line directly to the Bunkerize studio. And, you know, as we move on into the colder temperatures, the show gets more. But now, I admit it, you know, people tend to listen more when it gets cooler outside. Because they're not outside. They're not outside adventuring around as people, you know, because human beings, whether or not, you know, we do like the winter. You know, many of us like winter. We like to play in the snow sometimes. And those of us who don't, you know, we tend to move away from it if we have the opportunity. But human beings really are, even though we're quite adaptable, generally speaking, and this is something that has, you know, science and biology has proven. We're warm weather creatures. We are. We're not, although we are highly adaptable, we can adapt to cold temperatures. The reason why we don't live in cold temperate areas is not because we can't make a civilization there, because obviously we can, but it is not our natural preferred climate. Well, I mean, look at human, most human, well, even the hairiest human beings, they have no natural defense against cold. We cannot, without our adaptability of putting on clothing and insulation and things like that, we cannot survive in cold like some animals can. You know, like polar bears. I mean, polar bears, they can't deal with warm weather. Naturally speaking, they cannot deal with hot. You couldn't put a polar bear down in the Caribbean and expect a polar bear to thrive and you know, just overpopulate the place down there. It won't happen. That's not their preferred natural climate. A human being's preferred natural climate is something more like the Caribbean. You know, someplace where we could walk. I'm not trying to be disgusting or sexual or anything like that, but let's face it. You know, if it weren't for our brain and being able to invent stuff, including clothing, human beings would not venture very far north or south of the equator. Because naturally speaking, we're warm climate creatures. And I mean, that's just a fact. You know, I hate to burst some people's, well, I love the cold. Well, yeah, because you can adapt to it. You have the ability to adapt to it. But naturally speaking, your body is not made for it. You know, we can get used to colder weather, but you still need to put on clothing and insulate yourself from the cold because you have no natural defense for it. You're not born with it. Yeah, it's just simple as that. So we're adaptive to colder climates, but we much prefer warmer climate. And I know here people say, well, I don't like the heat, Rod. I don't like the hot stuff. That's a personal preference. I get it. But naturally speaking, without air conditioning, without clothing, without parkas and boots and hats and gloves, you try surviving out there. You can't because you're not naturally born that way. A polar bear, different story. You know, they're naturally able to do the cold stuff, but they're not naturally able to do the hot stuff. Now we like a temperate climate. You know, we don't like desert temperatures because we're not, you know, camels are made for the desert. Human beings are not. We don't have the ability to survive out there in the desert, naturally speaking, without being adaptable and inventing things and stuff like that. And that's just natural. I mean, I don't know why I even have to go over this stuff, but I have to point this stuff out in order to make my point. Yeah, we do not. I guess you could say that in certain points, these climate change people have a point. Naturally speaking, there are parts of the planet that we're not meant to be at, simply because we don't have the ability to survive in that type of harsh environment. Human beings are fair weather creatures. Believe it or not, whether or not you like, you know, it being 80 or 60, the reality is, naturally speaking, your body much prefer a temperate 80 degree weather than temperate 60 degree weather. Now, again, you know, we can get our skin and body can get used to cooler temperatures, which is why at the beginning of spring and summer, you know, 70 degrees feels like it's hot, because your body has gotten used to the colder temperatures of winter, which is also why the reverse happens in the fall. When, you know, it gets down to this, you know, to 65 or 70, you feel cold. Now, normally when you're supposed to keep the temperature at 68, right? But you put your you know, things are at 68 in your house, and you're walking around, it's freezing in here, and it's 68. Well, because you're used to 80. I mean, that's the truth. So even your body has a memory, natural memory of things from a very short historical point of view. Are you following me so far? Your body has, you know, you get into January, you basically, your body cools off. It gets used to the cold temperatures if you're in the northern climes. So that when April or May rolls around, the temperature, you know, heads above 65, you're like, oh man, it's hot outside. Okay, it's a beautiful day. Look at this gorgeous, man. They're going to take off the jackets, going to put on some shorts and run around. And then he comes around September and the temperature dips down to 65. You're like, it's freaking freezing. Well, in May, 65 was warm. Now in September, 65 was cold. Everybody knows this. They've experienced it. This is why when you got northerners that go down to Florida, you can always tell, you know, I've heard people talk about it. You know, even people who've moved, and now New Englanders, for whatever reason, I don't know, millennials can't make up their mind where they want to live. I can't tell you, I have a handful of friends. They're millennial age. They have moved from New England to Florida, back to New England, back to Florida, back to New England, no less than five times. I'm not kidding. They can't make up their freaking minds. But they always talk about, you know, yeah, when we get down there, we've been there for a year, you know, we can tell people who are coming down from the north. Really? How can you tell? Because they're the ones wearing shorts and everybody else is wearing, you know, jackets. The native Floridians are wearing jackets. Those on vacation are in shorts and on the beach. Oh, well, because, you know, 70, 75 is hot. That's cold down here. No, it's not cold. Not to a northerner who's now, who's, you know, for the past couple of months, who's experienced, you know, 30 degrees. So we know just, you know, scientifically and anecdotally, we know that this is the type of stuff that happens. Our body has a limited ability to adapt on its own. But we're just not built to be able to walk barefoot in the snow and sleep in the snow and all, you know, certain animals can do that, but human beings cannot. We've got to have these we got to have the parkas and the cold weather sleeping bags and tents and houses, all that kind of stuff, and or even just a plain igloo. So we're able to adapt. We have a limited natural ability to adapt to our environment. The rest of the adaption comes from us being able to think. Now, if we were to have a thinking process, much like these leftists do when it comes to evidence, real evidence, there's no way in hell human beings would have survived outside of the two tropics, you know, Capricorn and the other one, cancer. There's no way we'd survive. By the way, the theory has it that we have these two tropics, the tropics of Capricorn and Cancer. That is the natural belt, survivability belt on this planet for human beings in a natural state. So the reality is we have a very small footprint, natural footprint on this planet. So, but with all that evidence that proves that that is plausibly true, you have people running around telling us, no, that's not true. Not at all. Well, prove to me otherwise that it's not. Well, look, we live in Canada. Yeah, but Canadians can't run around for most of the year in their natural state. But what's their natural state? No clothing. That's your natural state. You know, it's called your birthday suit. I mean, frankly, the way human beings are today, I am very glad that we have decided to clothe ourselves. I mean, honestly, but the natural state is to be nude. We're not, you know, and again, you know, many human beings, they're not very hairy. Now, there are, well, I mean, I'm not going to go down, you know, different ethnic groups, but we know the hairless people versus the hairy. And even then, when it comes down to it, even in some of the hairier ethnic groups, even the female tends to be less hairy, almost hairless. So there is just no possible way for us to naturally adapt to a lot of these places that we live. But you can't tell that to a leftist who wants to believe something different. Of course, you know, the only way to get them to change their mind is if you were to strip them naked and just drop them off in the middle of a northern Canada or Russia, Siberia someplace, and say, okay, go ahead, survive. Without clothes. Then they might believe you. Well, this is the same thing when it comes to Kavanaugh. Now, I warned people about this. Go back to listen to last week, and I told you that they were delaying so they could come up with dun da da da. Now we have an accuser from Kavanaugh's college days. Now he's an adult. Because what was the big argument? Well, first of all, it happened 35, 36 years ago when they were in high school, and you know, all high school teenagers, they do stupid stuff. Later on, they might regret what they did back when they did in high school, but we all do stupid stuff in high school and in middle school because we're kids. We don't know what the frick is going on. We're still trying to figure out who we really are at that age. So we can't really blame somebody as an adult what they did when they were kids. I said, they're delaying all of this. They want to play this delay game, this obfuscate and delay, because they want to find somebody who's going to, quote unquote, be willing to come forward that has a story about Kavanaugh when he's an adult. And lo and behold, we got it this weekend. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was at a party, drunken party, and he tried to force himself on me, and he forced me to touch his penis while I pushed him away. Now I'm thinking to myself, are you really going to come forward with that kind of a story? I mean, honestly, after seeing what Ford was putting herself through, now all of us, you know, I didn't come forward before because I was scared. I was as scared to come forward. So you decided to come forward after you saw the treatment that Ford got, instead of coming forward when you heard about her coming forward originally. Oh, yeah, I'm right there with her. I'm with you, sister. And by the way, all the people that Ford has said was at this party, they all think she's nuts. None of them, not even the other female. She's like, I don't know what the hell she's talking about. That didn't happen. So now you've got all these people, you've got all the members of the party, including another female that was at the party, saying, denying, oh, no, that I don't know what you're talking about, that didn't happen. And you've got 200-plus women from Kavanaugh's adult days coming forward, you know, even women that he dated, coming forward saying, no, that's not Brett. He never did anything like that around us. But somehow, this woman must be believed. And now, the new college woman, from his college days, I guess, she must be believed. But, hey, we got Keith Ellison up there in Minnesota saying that his former girlfriend made it all up, and all the Democrats are saying, see, he just denied it, she made it up. Wait. There is absolutely zero evidence of Kavanaugh doing anything even remotely similar to any of this stuff that he's being accused of. Ellison has his ex-girlfriend and his ex-wife, both who have documented evidence of his potential abuse, and they're not to be believed. Not at all. They've got nothing, man. A 911 call? Oh, you know how easy it is to fake a 911 call? Okay, what about the medical reports? Oh, that's not from Keith, though. Okay, so we have medical reports that show the physical damage that these women have suffered. And a 911 call to back up the medical. So, you know, in order to do this, this ex-girlfriend would have had to plotted this entire thing way ahead of time. Why? Because you need to have the 911 call before you have the medical evidence. See, you can't backdate a 911 call. You can't go out and fake a medical report, have that reported. No, because that's reported to the police, too. There's police reports. So you can't do that first. And then decide, oh, wait, we got to have other, we got to call 911. It doesn't work that way. You can't backdate it. There's no way to do that. But you got people. Now, I just saw late last night. Somebody on my Twitter feed, or maybe it was Gab, was complaining that they put up a post. Yeah, it must have been on Twitter. They put up a post that had to do with Kavanaugh's yearbook of the time that Ford was talking about. And Twitter took it down. So we have the internet being scrubbed of any evidence that would exonerate Kavanaugh. But we're to believe that they made up all the evidence on Keith Ellison. How dumb do they think we are? So evidence that would exonerate Kavanaugh is not allowed to stay up on the internet. But evidence that condemns or convicts Ellison is all faked. Folks, I wish I was making this stuff up. I can't make this up. It's absolutely amazing. So, but we know that this is normal. This is par for the. Hey, look, they made up all that evidence for man-made climate change. So, what makes you think that they wouldn't make up evidence on Kavanaugh? Well, I haven't seen any made up evidence yet. But, folks, that's why do you think they keep saying that now that the second female has come forward? Guess what the Democrats are saying? Oh, no, we got to put off the vote on Kavanaugh for a longer period. And I guarantee you within a 2-week time period, there's going to be a third woman that finally comes forward because she's finally got the courage to come forward. Oh, yeah, it was. And it's going to be one that is even newer. In other words, you know, so we got the high school accuser. Now we've got the college accuser. And what we're going to get is if Grassley lets this, keeps this crap going on, what we're going to get in a couple of weeks is an early professional colleague. You know, after college, he's in the professional world before he gets married, I guess, you know, or even after he gets married. It's going to be somebody in his early professional career is going to be the next accuser. Guarantee to you, this is the progression of Democrats when they accuse people of doing stuff that they can't prove that they actually did. We already predicted the college one. And yet we're supposed to take this seriously. Because they make this stuff up constantly. And then when it comes to people who have evidence against them who are Democrats, oh, they dismiss it out of hand. Now, no evidence means you're guilty. Oh, evidence to back up your accusation. You're crazy. You made it up. You know, there's no possible way. We believe it. We're going to circle the wagons. We're going to believe in this guy or this woman. Doesn't matter. Oh, by the way, speaking of female attackers, Bennett, the young man Bennett, who accused Asia Argento of sexual misconduct when he was 17 and she was like 37 or something. I guess he's been talking on Italian television and in newspapers over the past week. We haven't heard any of that over here. But I do have this story. I'll bring it to you a little bit later. But he's over there talking about his experience with her. And because she's also her supposed friends have you know, started to isolate her. And the reason is because they can't explain away the Facebook pictures. Now, the reason why they can't explain away is because Argento is the one that posted them on her Facebook page. Now, evidently, she didn't say that her Facebook page has been hacked, because the date on these things would prove that she would have to have been hacked, you know, like, what, 4 or 5 years ago now. So she can't say, well, I was hacked. Well, how do you know? Because I didn't post them. She's not denying it, because there are also some of her quote-unquote friends. Now, I don't – do you still have text messages on your phone from 4 or 5 years ago? I don't even have the same damn phone from 4 years ago. So I don't know how these – honestly, I don't know how these text messages appear that are so old. But they have, and she's not denying them. She didn't deny any of them, which I also find kind of interesting. Considering that they're old text messages, you'd think that'd be the first thing you'd do. Those are not from me. Those are made up. That would be easy to deny. But we don't even have any text messages going back for Kavanaugh, for any of this stuff. We don't have any other documentation. As a matter of fact, we've got a bunch of people that say that didn't happen. You got a bunch of people that say, I don't know what the hell she's talking about. And yet we're supposed to believe her. But we're not supposed to believe Democrats who've done things that are just as bad, if not worse, when they were sober. Now, according to the second person, woman, the whole thing is that everybody gets, you know, blackout drunk and they do this stuff. So nobody's sober when they do it. You see, Ellison and Argento were both sober. The one thing that seems to be consistent with these leftist women when it comes to Kavanaugh is that everybody was drunk both times that this supposedly happened. I blame it on the alcohol? Well, they don't have the alcohol to blame it on. when it comes to them. I'm not Rod Nichols,
and I approve this message.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the